Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com, BradPowers7 on Twitter. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. How are you guys doing on this fine Wednesday?
Doing well.
Fantastic.
All is well in the world. The Big Ten will play football.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not for a while yet. A lot of people are asking me questions. I got 5 weeks of games before I, you know, get to the Big Ten. So, yeah, I mean, good to see, but I mean, I mean, we'll cross that bridge once it gets here. But certainly, more teams equals more opportunities to bet and make money. So I'm all for it.
Well, I tell you what, I'm all for is Brad Powers. Okay, I subscribe to your newsletter, and it's money well spent. I was looking, bragging on you here now. Flag the tape. I guarantee you, when you go 0 for 5, I'm going to bring it up.
It's
okay?
like we say in wrestling, he's putting you over, Brad. He's putting you over.
His two picks start, he's on a star system, and they were, and these what he had for college: Georgia Tech plus 12.5, Florida State, winner outright. Coastal Carolina plus 7 at Kansas, winner straight up. Arizona, the Cardinals plus 7 against the 49ers, winner straight up. Rams plus 3 against the Cowboys, winner straight up.
Yep.
And then that hook helped you with the Broncos plus 2.5 because it went to 3. And so 5 for 5, Brad. 2 for 2 Saturday, and then the pros 3 for 3. 5-0 on your starred picks. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a good start, but you know, this thing's a marathon, not a sprint. I mean, certainly would much rather start, you know, have a 5-0 week than an 0-5 week. Let me tell you that. I mean, it's the amount of emails I get are far different. Let's just say there's a difference in between the two. But yeah, it's a good start. Keep grinding away.
Do you take more? You always want to cover. You took 5 dogs. Do you feel a little even more vindicated on the pick when your dog wins that you pick goes ahead and wins straight up?
Unquestionably. I didn't feel so good about the Denver pick against Tennessee where you got to barely hang on for dear life at the end, but. Yeah, I mean, when you're picking, and let's face it, I mean, 3 of those were significant dogs. I mean, we're talking touchdown-type dogs winning the game outright. So when you see something like that, then, of course, you're going to feel a little bit better. But I'll say this, guys, whether it's by half point or 35 points, all pays the same.
Brad Powers is our guest. Looking ahead to Thursday Night Football tomorrow, I've kind of had my ear to the ground in Cleveland. They're pooping right now because of their awful performance against the Ravens. Joe Burrow and the Bengals basically, you know, for all intents and purposes, won that game. They called A.J. Green for pushing off when he scored what would have been the game-winning touchdown. It seems like that line is coming back down towards the Cincinnati Bengals because everybody's gripping right now in Cleveland because if the Bengals go in there and beat the Browns, which I think they can do, and if Burrow can outplay Baker Mayfield, there's going to be smoke in the city. Like, the lake's going to be on fire again, yeah. Brad. What are your thoughts on this game?
Well, I saw where it's opened 8.5.
Yeah,
and
it's down to like 5.5, I thought. 5.5, 6?
Yeah, and keep in mind, a lot of those early numbers, it really depends on what site. Some of the sites are going to post what the look at line was, what the line was coming into last week's game. So be careful with regards to the opening line. But, of course, you had to downgrade the Browns significantly after that loss. I mean, what's new, though? They've only won one season opener since they returned in 1999. So pretty much business as usual.
1-20-1 since returning to the NFL in 1999.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, Cincinnati could have easily won that game. So I guess even though it was a pedestrian performance for Burrow, it was okay. I mean, you could still feel pretty good about yourself. I think it's a bad spot, though, for a rookie quarterback on the road on a short week. I'm not going to bet the Browns, though, laying the 6. So if anything, if you need a little, action on that Thursday night game, I'd lean under 43.5.
if you need it, right?
Yeah.
If you need it.
I like that. Yeah. A lot of people need
I'm about ready to pick the Bengals straight up to win. Yeah. But anyway, we'll see.
But I tell you what, I've listened to you on Bill, and then that's when I asked Bill, hey, can we get Brad? And because I'm really, you know, especially where we're headed, you know, come November 1st, mm-hmm. you know, it'll be legal in our state, you know.
Yep.
And so.
About freaking time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were the 12th state. I figured we'd have been about the 73rd one, the way yeah. we got people in this country,
right.
in this state, rather.
Right, right.
There's only 50. But I was watching, though, when the Broncos were -1.5, and then on Monday night, I guess it was because of the later game, that line was going from 2 to 2.5 to finally get to that key number of 3. You've taught me well on the 3, 7, 10s, and 14s.
No question, and obviously a lot of money on Denver. And, you know, a good point of emphasis here is I heard a lot of people saying, hey, sharp money is on Tennessee in this instance. And I would say, yeah, you're right. Initially, you know, all summer long when they were betting Tennessee from, you know, +1.5 where it opened up to pick them, even a small favorite, and even when the Von Miller news for Denver broke, you know, the 4 or 5 days before the game, all those people betting Tennessee – I would consider sharp, but the ones that were late to the party betting on game day and laying 3 with the Titans, they got what they deserved. So late to the party, that wasn't sharp money. Obviously, 3 is a very key number. 3 and 7, the most key by far numbers in all of football. So, you know, I'll say this. As far as my thoughts, I don't like when lines go against me. So you mentioned I gave out Denver +2.5 in the newsletter. More often than not always, but I would say at least 70% of the time, that number I'll give as far as a pick in the newsletter will usually go in our direction, meaning, I mean, you better bet it on Wednesday or Thursday or you're going to miss out some line value. The fact that that line went against me, that worries me. When I give out a pick and the line goes against me, it's not necessarily great news. So, yeah, but we'll see. It almost came into play, obviously, with the game being decided by 0.5.
All right, locally here, the Titans are 9-point favorite over Jacksonville. Jacksonville knocks off the Colts. So what are you thinking about our home team here, given the 9 Sunday?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm anxious about laying 9 points with a Tennessee offense. I mean, it's just not something that I do regularly. In fact, if I'm going to lay a touchdown or more, it's usually with proven commodities, you know, Tom Brady and Belichick, and you know, the Chiefs with Mahomes and Reed. A combo of head coach and really good quarterback is the only time I really do it and step out. Just not going to be the case here. Although I think it's a decent situation for the Titans catching the Jags off such a big outright upset win over the Colts. A game that, I mean, you look at the box score, I mean, the Jags probably should have lost the game by 2 touchdowns, but somehow found a way to win that game. Early money has come in a little bit on the Jags here. I'm just going to pass. Now, I'll say this. If it goes down to 8.5, now this is getting a little technical here, and there are a couple of books that do have 8.5. I think if you can tease the Titans in a 6-point teaser down to 2.5 through those very key numbers of 7 and 3, if there's a lot more widely available 8.5s out there, I think Tennessee's a good teaser option.
Tell the people how to do that.
So with teasers, and it's getting really difficult now to find 6-point teasers -110. And again, I apologize for getting technical.
No, please do.
We love it. We love it. It's good info.
A 6-point teaser -110, you know, meaning you got to bet $110 to win 100. Very optimal, and you're going to hear people say never tease. Never tease in the NFL. You can't win long term. With one caveat, if you're teasing through a corridor of 7 and 3, whether you're taking an 8.5-point favorite down to 2.5, or you're taking a 2.5-point underdog up through 3 and 7 and getting them to 8.5. You need 2 teams to do it, and you're kind of looking through those numbers to tease through 3 and 7. It is proven to be profitable long-term. 6-point teasers, you need 2 teams, and you're teasing through key numbers of 3 and 7. A lot of numbers there. Email me if you need a better.
No, that's it. But I'm just looking right now. If that's 8.5, I'm seeing the Chiefs are 8.5. I'll do, tease the Chiefs down to 2.5. That seems like a
gift.
And
the Titans down to 2.5.
Yeah.
So, for example, if the Titans win by 3, Chiefs win by 3, you win your bet.
Yeah.
Nice.
One other thing here, and while we're on, I saw something that, you know, this is, of course, 2020. You're always going to see something you've never seen before in your life.
Yep.
The Austin Peay, Kansas. No. Who did they play? Who did Austin Peay play? Oh, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
At Pitt. And it was such a blowout, they decided to play 10-minute quarters in the second half. Pitt covered easily the number, and I don't even know what the total was, maybe that by themselves as well, but because the game was a final and you had final results, because it didn't go 55 minutes, it was a no game and everybody got their refund. I've never heard of that.
Wow.
Never seen that before.
Yeah.
And usually sometimes, I guess, maybe with lightning or things of nature, but this, the teams elected to do that and agreed to it, but no game, you got to play 55 minutes.
Yeah, most sports books, an overwhelming amount, probably 90%. You got to play 55 minutes in football for there to be action. So you're going to see throughout the course of the season all these bad beat shows and whatnot. To me, if you laid 30 points with Pittsburgh, they won the game by 55, and you didn't cash your ticket,
folks,
that is a very, very bad beat because of a technicality. Yeah, it doesn't happen very often. You mentioned a lot of times in weather games that get shortened up. We do see that from time to time. Maybe even one game a year gets shortened because of a weather delay. The only time I've seen the teams at the college level shorten it up, I think it was an Old Dominion North Carolina game from probably 5-6 years ago, where North Carolina put an 80 spot on Old Dominion. They shortened up the second half of that one. So that's the only other time off the top of my head that they agreed to shorten the game because of, let's just say, not necessarily a competitive action on the field.
Brad Powers is our guest, at Brad Powers 7 on the Twitter. Hey, just want to talk NBA real quick. You look at the Final Four now there. We were just shocked at how the Clippers collapsed in their series. Lakers got to be the clear-cut favorites now. What say you?
Yeah, no doubt. And you know what? I haven't looked at updated finals prices as far as to win the championship. But as far as the Western Conference series goes, I mean, the series price for Lakers minus 500, meaning you got about $500 to win 100. So
wow.
Overwhelming, I'm a favorite. You know, 80%+ chance the Lakers make it to the finals. And that was a stunner there for the Clippers, who many thought, you know, from a pure power ratings aspect, who was the best team in the NBA, to blow a 3-1 lead to the Nuggets. I mean, it was probably one of the bigger upsets we've seen in the NBA. Real quickly, I mean, the NBA is the one professional sport where chalk advances, not necessarily covers the spread, but
right.
We see through a 7-game series in the playoffs, usually the better team advances more overwhelmingly than not. That was a stunner last night.
Any early action on Doc Rivers' future with the Clippers? Steve Ballmer looked pretty pissed off last night.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything yet as far as the specials, whether or not he's going to keep his job. But, man, that was a bad look last night, to say the least.
Raiders at home this weekend?
They are. Monday Night Football hosting the Saints. Missed opportunity because – with no fans in the stands, that would have been one hell of an atmosphere. I would have wanted – look, I don't want to play on the Raiders. Why? Everyone in this town bets on the Raiders. Bet on the Raiders. You saw that line last week, you know, climb 3 points against the Panthers. I mean, it ended up proving everyone got paid with the Raiders' 4-point win over the Panthers. But this would have been the one time where I would have wanted to bet on the Raiders. The emotion in that stadium, first NFL game – in Las Vegas on a Monday night, now with crickets. right now, it looks like the Saints are 5.5, 6-point road favorites there. I really don't have a lean at this point. If it keeps climbing, though, I will lean with the Raiders.
Mm. You always leave us with some nuggets. Give us a college and give us a pro.
College, let's go to you know what? I'm going to go to the Houston. And right now, the number has dropped this week, but I still think you're good to go. Houston plus 4.5. And here's what I'm seeing in this game. A couple of things that have proven to be true as far as theories that we had in the offseason. One, I thought first-year coaches would struggle. Why? They didn't have, you know, much practice time, not a lot of familiarity with their teams, new schemes and whatnot. Bad season to be a first-year coach. First-year coaches are 2-8 against the spread. Baylor has a first-year coach. Returning continuity. Baylor, one of the least experienced teams in the country, 9 returning starters. Houston, the most experienced team in the country, 19 returning starters. Advantage Houston. Another theory, spring practice time. Got a disparity here. Houston, 8 spring practices. Baylor, 0. Teams with 5 or more spring practices than their opponent, 6-2 against the spread so far this season. So I'm going to take the Houston Cougars plus the 4.5. Sprinkle some money line. I think they can win the game outright. NFL, you know what? Don't have as much of a strong take like I just gave you in the NFL, but I am going to go with the Minnesota Vikings. As long as you can catch the full field goal here, plus the 3, I think they're due for a bounce back. I'd much rather trust Mike Zimmer, who's 63% against the spread in every single NFL game that he's coached, getting him off a bounce back performance against Phillip Rivers. Who just, I mean, obviously, Phillip Rivers is Phillip Rivers. I think last week proved that one. Give me the Vikings plus the full field goal plus the 3 against the Colts.
I have on my desktop of my laptop here, I have a Brad Powers folder where I keep it. That way they got easy access to them. And Brad, what do you think? I mean, every time I open it up while I'm on the show, John's looking over my shoulder. Will you tell him how to buy one, please?
I'm going to subscribe, I promise.
I just shamed him into it. He's over here.
As you said that, you're like, well, I subscribe to your newsletter, Brad. I'm like, I haven't yet. I was hoping you wouldn't bring it up.
No, we couldn't handle all those big bets. I mean, he blows the numbers wide open. We lose value.
We gonna get rich, baby.
Baby needs new shoes.
There you go. And if you do need new shoes, you can go to BradBauerSports.com. Yeah. One thing I will say is, if you're looking to get rich quick, don't buy it. How about that? Don't buy my newsletter. If you're looking to get rich quick, even though we're off to a great start, you'll never hear that from anybody. But what you will hear from me is we grind. It's a marathon, not a sprint. I give a write-up on every single college game. More college games on the way. SEC next week, Big Ten in a month. NFL picks are really good. If you are looking for new shoes, check out the NFL, which is off to a 3-0 start, 60% all-time on those pages. Go to BradPowerSports.com, click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, the newsletter, $79 for the whole season.